Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Well, apparently a raccoon.
Why are we at Denny's?
Why aren't we at Denny's?
Why aren't we at Denny's?
That's where Chase is trying to be.
Because we have taste.
Denny's in the apocalypse, bro. Man, like
that is a trap that would 100% get Chase. If you just opened up a fucking Denny's with a marauder behind the counter serving stuff.
Fucking let me scribble some notes. Denny's
3 weeks later, Chase is a fucking marauder that believes pancakes can still be made on the griddle. Even though the griddle doesn't work because it's electric. Done.
Be pretty fucking hilarious, not gonna lie.
Oh, okay.
I just had the idea now.
I am the atheist in all the land.
The idea of taking an electric griddle apart, using it over like a fire to still cook with, then just beating someone in the face with it.
Wow. That was like wholesome and smart, and then it was violent. All right.
It's also probably awful. I'm sure a lot of the coatings that go into the electric griddles probably don't react well with fire.
No, they probably wouldn't. You'd probably be better off with just a basic ass piece of sheet metal.
I mean, realistically,
if it's what you got to cook with, not cooking is going to be less healthy, but you probably end up with cancer 10 years down the line if that's what you keep doing.
I don't know, because like you're just heating for anything. It would just be controlling the heat.
Which is tricky with an actual fire.
Yeah, I bet, but like they're made to get pretty damn hot.
We got blacksmiths now, though.
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of did, but like
on Defondus to murder.
Look, blacksmithing's not real.
Realistically, no.
Yeah.
People don't use blacksmith-made goods anymore.
Which is tragic.
Yeah, I only use one.
Not unless they have the money to afford them, which I don't. Thank you, Chinese factories.
I have a fire poker that was made like by an actual blacksmith.
I hope he taught you how to pull a fire poker out of your ass. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
With that Ashton Kutcher quote out of the way.
This track's for Ben.
Light your candles, and how's everybody doing?
It's lit.
Still breathing.
It's
still
lit.
Breathing.
Still flying.
Could be worse.
Got to call someone an idiot at work today.
That's fine.
That's great. I love that for you.
I've had this same lighter that I've been using for my candles since I moved here a year ago, and it's still not out, and I'm just starting to wonder if it's going to run out.
No.
It's a wonder.
It's a minor wonder. It's an infinity lighter.
That, you know what? That's what Olathe is getting next. That should be someone's gift to Olathe.
Is this modern deism? The lighter that never ran out.
Moth was like here before.
Okay, steal Olathe's lighter and make it into a fucking wonder.
I give you this. You never fucking light up around me again. You got it.
You stole that from me. I'm taking it anyway.
Yeah, well, I made it cool.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Moth, you hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, great start to the fucking recording, by the way.
Yeah.
And then our brain cells started ricocheting off the walls, so. All right.
Better than what it's been doing the rest of the fucking week.
It wasn't mine. Mine works at Bluetooth range. I don't have Wi-Fi brain cell access.
Yeah, the sleep cell was AWOL for a big chunk of the week. I don't know who had it, but it wasn't me, and it wasn't Moth. And it wasn't Dia.
It's mine.
All of us that track our sleep, we're not fucking sleeping. No. All right, anyway, here we are, back again, with a brand new beat.
Here we go, one more time. Sorry.
I don't know what that is.
It's
so, it is Backstreet Boys. So, on last week's session, party set out to kill them a vampire, and they did in fact kill them a vampire. Had some speed bumps along the way, had some close calls, shit got really spooky, But they chopped his head off. And then did some investigation. I did a small, vaguely Chris-style write-up of what y'all found, just to make sure we didn't forget about anything important.
You even did it day of, so yeah, Chris-style.
Yeah, exactly.
It happened more than 10 minutes before session.
That's true. I had that thought as I was speaking.
If you're there, Chris, we love you.
And I'm still going to give you shit every time because it's fun.
Just to review while we're here, Chase has a map from the vampire. Astoria has a book of Camarilla blood magic. Aletha found a charm, basically like a still living twig of a tree in a glass jar that was core mind, communication charm. And Aletha is also carrying a coded letter that they were able to mostly decrypt, minus like some names that seems to be coded within the code.
I had like a bazillion successes. We didn't get the names?
No.
Yeah, we had a lot of successes. He still didn't give us names.
Yeah.
It's a letter, right? It's yes. A coded. It's like Thieves' Cant style code where you don't actually say names. You say like, exactly. I'm going to go to the barber shop and get myself a nice close shave. And that means, you know, go to Johnny Barber's house and kill him or something.
Exactly.
You don't just say names in that kind of code.
You're dealing with an organization used to operating like that. So you got most of it, but code within a code, it's not completely deciphered. And last but not least, Aletha was toting a largely desiccated vampire head, because vampire, being a couple hundred years old, kind of shriveled up like the Crypt Keeper when it fell over dead. So, we find ourselves with the whole party preparing to leave the underground place where they fought this vampire. Just a reminder, you came down here through a staircase at the back of the church. I believe it was St. Joseph's Catholic Church, which was full of people. So just throw that out there. You guys wouldn't have forgotten this in that amount of time. So, what?
We also made it appear that we left through an illusion, so we got to figure that out on the way back out.
You sure did, buddy.
Just turn invisible again now that there aren't supernaturals around watching us. It is even less threat now to be invisible than it was 20 minutes ago. So we'll do that.
Alrighty.
We're not worried that this church has hunters, too, are we?
That would be unfortunate.
We would have gotten our asses called out 20 minutes ago when we came down here invisibly if it were.
I would hope they had hunters.
They would have take out the vampire.
Yeah, I would hope if they were hunters, they would be taking out the vampire.
Lazy bums.
Not if the vampire had them under control. I mean, I don't know how like our hunters even work. Are they mage specific? Do they get training on fucking everybody?
I think that we're making this a lot deeper than it needs to be. Chase is going to commence the invisibility dance, and it's going to be 4 successes worth of make the party invisible, so we can just leave.
Then I go late. That helped the last time. She would probably help again. With 3 successes.
Yeah.
Let's we'll see if Jessica actually has dice today, because sure didn't last week.
We could hope not, for her sake.
I believe we had investigatized everything down here at the end of last session. Yes, there was not, that one thing we needed to make a note of making sure we looted or anything like that.
Nothing that I could recall.
There was the corner with the bricks, but we went through that and looked at that, right? You guys did? That's where you found all this new stuff?
What led to all the fucked up shit, yeah?
Yeah.
That was one thing that I guess I didn't fully recap was found a room full of dead people who had been undergoing some good old-fashioned knife work, as well as some kind of attempt at replicating Zamishi flesh crafting.
We want to find out some fuck shit in the hole.
Like turning people into chairs and having them be alive still while they're chairs.
Then they adjust better.
That seems to be the part that he was missing, because they were definitely not alive.
That's some people's dream. They could have just found people that are into that, you know?
Jesus Christ.
They're not wrong.
Thanks, I hate it.
Jessica got one success to add to the Be Invisible charm. So that was what all in total?
Nine.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's like fucking a lot.
Yeah, Jessie's not even going to try. This ain't her wheelhouse.
Sorry. All right. Eight successes to hide just, what, five people, a bird, a cat, and a doge. Yeah, that should do it. All right. You're invisible. What doing?
Going upstairs.
Fuck out of dodge, leaving. I think.
It's upstairs and out of the room. All right. Give me a dex subterfuge from everybody.
Did we not silence ourselves too?
Can I petition for stealth?
Yeah, dex stealth is probably more appropriate.
Bless you, because I do not have subterfuge, believe it or not. As the worst liar in the world, I don't have subterfuge.
You don't say.
What diff?
Diff 7.
Even with being invisible and muted?
Yes, because you're still navigating a room full of people.
Can I apply cat-like balance?
Sure.
Hell yeah! Flexing them sea legs.
Wow, my brain does not work right now. Alright.
Three successes.
I rolled an Arte roll and then looked at it and went, this doesn't feel like the right amount of dice.
It's probably not. If it is, I'm so sorry.
It's definitely not, because Aletha alone is dex 3.
Aletha's dex pool enough should be at least as high as that.
Dex stealth?
Yeah.
No, it's the right amount of dice. It's four dice.
That's rough, buddy.
That's kind of rough, buddy.
I think the only point I have in stealth is the jack of all trades point.
Wild.
I mean, Olathe didn't necessarily have to be stealthy before, any more than a normal in athletics would have covered.
Jesse's got a 6 dice pool right now, and I've been meaning to do something about that.
So we're saying diff 8? Or, I mean, diff 8, diff 7?
Diff 7.
All right, no. 2 suck should be enough.
Update, Jessica doesn't have dice tonight.
I also God damn it, you loud bitch. I swear to God.
One success on a 7 dice pool.
That's rough, buddy.
She should feel bad that I did better than her.
She should. Alright, and a story I believe was the last.
Imagine having
I said 2.
By Olathe and Jesse. Olathe and Jesse.
Everyone
being
was
like,
talking.
This is how you're quiet.
A lot of cross chat tonight.
Yep. Right.
So, everybody successfully makes it across the church without bumping into anyone or tripping over anything or otherwise alerting someone to their presence.
Throwing a balled up piece of paper at someone?
Because the intrusive thought
is there. Letting all of China know we're here.
Now all of China knows you're here. All right, so.
That'd be impressive.
It really would be. To fuck up that catastrophically, you'd probably have to blow up half the state. But
yeah. I feel like you would probably need to, you know, roll 5 ones.
That's a correspondence botch.
I'm on it.
Yep, I'm on it. All right, so you have exited the church. What's the plan now?
Getting churchy with it now.
I think last we spoke we were going to go talk to the boss again and let him know what we were actually doing.
Maybe even see if he has any useful information before we dip.
Yeah, I recall that conversation happening.
Now that we can have an actual conversation with him now that he's probably not still mind controlled.
We hope.
We'll find out. If he is, we'll fix it.
Alright. So we crossing to the big town hall while still invisible, or are we dropping invisible once we walk outside?
Finding a place to become visible that's not quite just becoming visible in the middle of the street.
That's valid. And
I don't
want to
just stand directly in front of this man and just pop out.
Duck into an alley, become visible, and walk out of the alley while making fake small talk like we've been talking the whole time.
Mechanics, small question for Elaine. If we were to uninvisible ourselves in an area where people could see us, would we be accruing paradox for that? For being vulgar?
Yeah, you would.
Okay, just double checking.
Unless I would probably have to roll high low on that one to decide, unless there's some way they could justify it in their little tiny little pea brains, but more than likely, yes.
Maybe in a super crowded market, people wouldn't notice.
Yeah, but if it's like you're standing directly in front of somebody and just apparate out of thin air, like, yeah.
No, the only way you can get away with it is as you do it, you go, jazz hands!
Ninja vanish.
Magic!
I do like the idea of us carrying smoke bombs just for that reason. Yeah. Just little throw them at the ground smoke bombs.
Ninja vanish. All right,
Find an alley, go Meadow Valley, make a beeline for Boss Man again.
Brilliant. So, you return to the big city hall where previously your horses had been kept. They're still there, which is fortunate, because I don't think you guys thought about them after you left them there.
Nope.
I mean, if someone's going around town stealing horses, we've got other issues, so.
Yeah, you know.
Food is food.
And, you know, probably bodies we're stacking.
Probably.
It's us.
So, as you arrive back at the big hall, Aaron, the boss man, Aaron Smith was his name, as well as the sheriff fella, or Ian, excuse me, not Aaron, Ian, and Frank, the militia leader, the probably used to be a Marine guy given his knife handing everything, are standing out in front with a gaggle of their militia types, some of whom are frog marching two people away. One man, one woman, both looking, for one, looking like they are much the worse for wear, probably been on the road forever, probably have not been eating especially well, and also looking like they've had the shit kicked out of them in the very recent future, or past. And, both are blindfolded and being frog marched away from the building.
Marched mean?
basically hands
kind of dragged, but being forced to walk with it.
Hands behind your back, bent over, getting forced along.
Gotcha.
Like grabbed by the upper arm on either side.
Yeah. No chance in hell that you're going anywhere other than where these people are steering you.
Unless you want to have a dislocated shoulder or two.
Very much so.
And then probably still not.
Yeah. You're probably dislocating your shoulder, falling over, getting kicked a few more times, and then continued on the way. Seeing the gaggle of visitors approaching, boss man Ian raises a hand to wave a little bit. And Frank tips the cowboy hat. Hello again. Back soon.
So, is this somewhere a little less public that you and a few of us could have a very important conversation? Which may or may not be disruptive to the peace, and I would prefer you have the option to handle that how you see fit, rather than people hearing me talk about it.
Out of character question. Do our characters have blood on them from any of this?
Probably, yeah, actually.
Not to make this harder, but...
Yeah, I mean...
I'm trying to think of how we killed them. I know Lathan took the head off the vampire, though.
Yeah, no, we definitely would have and probably literal... not too much blood spatter. Like, those people were armored and in clothing, so, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blood doesn't really, like, spray when a dude in four layers of cloth and chain and metal gets stabbed.
Yeah.
So, like, probably a little.
I mean, they also... Taryn killed one. I think Jesse killed one at range.
Yeah. I tried to... Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? It was the one that Taryn was eating. I killed it before Taryn got the final hit in.
And then
vampires don't really bleed, so...
Yeah, I was about to say, he's dusty, so...
We might not actually have much blood on us at all.
Yeah, probably not. Enough that when you sit down to talk, it's probably going to be visible, but, like, out here in broad daylight, probably not inspecting you that closely.
Yeah, we're actually all just covered in ash from the fucking dusted vampire. Oh. Like, we all just look like we walked out of a fucking
coal mine.
Yeah.
Now you look like a minister of coal. All right. So Frank gives you guys kind of a suspicious look.
That's fair. We deserve that.
Grabs a couple of his dudes and heads into the building. And Ian, boss man, gives you a nod. Well, I do have something of an office, if that'll work. I hope you don't take amiss to the fact I'd like Frank and a couple of guards to be there. I don't actually know you.
Fair enough. I have done nothing wrong. Intend to explain my case as clearly as possible. And am trusting that you will do whatever you need to feel safe enough not to get twitchy and stab me. So, however many you want to bring along.
All right. He turns, opens one of the two big doors to like let you walk in before him. And two more guards fall in behind you as you walk into the door.
Chase is fine with that. He does turn to look over his shoulder and ask, which way am I going?
Down kind of towards the end of the hall, you can see Frank waiting, holding open another door, and he kind of waves. Over this way, son.
Lead the way, it sounds like.
Okay.
Chase leads the way, that is.
So, barring anything weird that anyone's trying to do right now, the gang heads to the office, followed by boss man Ian and those two guards. You file into a fairly plain-looking office. There's, like, an American flag behind the desk and not much else. Like, it's not really decorated. There's documents and maps and stuff strewn on the desk. It's basic. Pretty basic bitch wooden desk you could find in like a basic principal's office. And there's three chairs in front of it. And Ian walks around the desk and sits in a fairly plain black leather chair. And just kind of gestures in a basic please be seated manner. The Frank kind of posts up behind Ian's desk, and there is a guard in basically each of the four corners of the room.
You said there's only three seats available for us?
Three chairs available.
Jesse will stand.
Chase is going to take a seat.
I say, Olathe's willing to stand.
Astoria is going to be standing, kind of like leaning by the door.
Same with Jessica.
All right.
Chase is the only one sitting.
Right. If the others don't take the seats after a few minutes, Olathe will just get kind of strong and slide into one.
Yeah, you're on the city. Excuse me. You're on the city council. You better act like it.
Yeah.
I would just call it she's the oldest, but yeah, that too.
The
So, boss man. I'm gonna ask a question or two just to make sure we're all on the same page before we get into the details. Are you aware that magic is real?
Well,
what a fucking opener, HP.
What an opener.
Would you like me to prove it if you're on the fence?
It is a good starting point.
Well, we have a scientist sort here who's been trying to get to the bottom of all of this. And, well, he's had two main theories. Aliens changed the laws of physics, or magic is real. Because everything that he has tried to test the boundaries of whatever the hell happened has not made a lot of sense. You're telling me you can prove it?
Sure can.
Yeah.
Hang on just a second.
Do you want to do it or do you want me to?
You know, my whole catchphrase is, at this point, is do you believe in magic? So it might as well be me, yeah? Unless you really want to.
Feel free. Just wanted to offer.
Chase is going to kind of hold his hands out just a little bit, you know, like, hey, I'm going to reach for something now. Nobody gets weird. And gently reach into a pocket for his wand, which he is going to hold up in a very... Yeah, it's like a whole ass actual magic wand. He's going to reach into another pocket for one of those butterfly charms that Naomi makes. And a swish, a flick, and a tap of the wand later with... I gotta re-roll that 10, apparently. Fantastic. 5 successes later, for a bullshit roll just to prove that magic is real, the butterfly begins flapping its wings, leaves Chase's hands, and then illusions of the forces variety are going to split off to end up with like a dozen or so butterflies kind of circling around his head.
Jessica's going to lean over to Astoria. Hey, that's my trick. Take a point of paradox.
Yeah.
Vulgar use of forces magic.
Don't care.
What are you at total now?
I'm having Samson eat that because he hasn't in a while.
Valid. Okay.
I'm at 1 permanent paradox and 0 paradox still.
There you go. Because it would be super awkward to backlash right now.
It sure would.
Just blow a hole in the floor of this guy's office. Robobird.
Sorry, I had to throw something away. I said, I swear this doesn't usually happen to me.
That's what they all say. One of the guards kind of reaches out to try and grab one of these, notices that his hand goes through it, and looks a little pale.
Chase is going to reach up and take the real one out of the circle and say, this is the real one, and hand it to him. It continues flapping its wings slowly.
He looks a little squicked out by this situation. The boss man has much higher eyebrows than he did a moment ago. Uh-huh.
So?
And he kind of points at the whole gaggle of you. And all of you can do this?
Different flavors.
This is the very light end of what we can do.
So can you fix this shit?
Fix what?
Leans back with all both arms out.
No. If I could, I already would have. We have a few theories that are probably not much better than what your scientist has, to be honest. But what we can fix... we're all, like, agreed now. I don't need to continue proving anything. You guys believe in magic now, yes?
I mean, your little Harry Potter display was pretty convincing.
A fucking chortle from Jesse in the background.
Here, you... Chase is gonna also knife hand. Seen you do that enough to have some hunches about you. Am I right on those?
Wait, what?
The sheriff. He's here too, right?
Yeah.
Gonna just... Sheriff, you've, knife hand gesture. From that alone, I've got a few hunches about you. Am I correct in assuming you are military? Former military?
Three tours in Iraq, yeah.
Okay, so you've seen, like, some fucked up shit, yes?
You could say that.
Well, there's some fucked up shit under your church. We have corrected that. But there's some fucked up shit under your church, and I figured it would be best for you all to find that out and possibly also tell us more about your preacher.
Which church? We have more than one.
Chase relays the church, the name of the church. I forget the name of it.
It's St. Joseph.
St. Joseph.
Yeah.
Okay.
St. Joseph. Joseph's.
Vampires, fun fact, are also real.
What?
Werewolves too. If you've heard weird fucked up story tales, or like children's stories about like monsters that eat kids that are bad, most of those are real.
Before all this happened, catch one of the guards out of the corner of your eye, like pinching himself, like I'm definitely waking up from this dumbass dream soon, kind of way.
Yeah, no, it's not a dream, dude. Before all this happened, the short version was vampires understood that if they made themselves known, they'd get gunned down by a mob of angry people with M4s, so they didn't. Werewolves felt a similar way. People like me mostly got killed by the government. So we didn't really like do that, but none of that's the case anymore. And you had a vampire under your church who was doing weird, fucked up meat monster stuff to people down there. And we can show you that if you'd like.
It's pretty gruesome.
Where is... Where is Pastor McKellen now? Father McKellen? I'm sorry, my brain is... this is a lot to...
See, this is the reason why I wanted you to bring the guards along so you'd feel more comfortable. He's quite dead. Has been dead for probably several hundred years, but is also no longer moving now.
Uh-huh. I'm going to need a little bit of detail on, what was that phrase? Fucked up meat monster? What?
Okay. So, sometimes when a vampire is very, very mad and very, very much wants someone like me to be dead, they acquire several bodies through whatever methods are their preferred. Living or unliving, but usually living. And they just kind of, Chase, like, pantomimes balling up a piece of paper with both hands. Until they're one very angry, very hard to kill thing. He was doing experiments related to that down there. It looks about as pretty as it sounds.
The sheriff points at the guy closest to the door and kind of does a little side head nod of the, hey, run to the church and look at what the fuck's going on down there and see if this guy's full of shit. And he's dead now. Yes, you said?
Yes. Yeah. We have his head.
You have his head.
Yes.
This is kind of what we do. He's doing fucked up shit. We showed up to make him stop doing fucked up shit. And we can prove to certain other people that may or may not do fucked up shit that the fucked up shit has stopped and they don't need to come here and do more fucked up shit to you to stop it.
I see.
So we do need that.
All right. Fair enough. Where the f-
We're from Kirkland.
Kirkland.
I had been hoping to make contact with you guys in a more official capacity sometime in the future, but recent events in our home, partially due to an attack, have led us to take a more proactive role in ensuring Kirkland's safety. And that has brought us here in search of the vampire in your basement.
Kirkland is like one red light on the highway, and it's full of magicians? Wizards?
Pretty much.
What do I call you?
Badass.
Strong term. No.
That gets a grin from Frank. I like this.
She says it with a straight face, too.
So, long story short, this is not the impression I was hoping to make, but since we're here, once your guy verifies, if you could give us any information you have about Father McClellan, that would be great. Obviously, I don't expect you to spill your whole life story, or his whole life story, if you don't know it, or before you've verified, but I'm technically an appointed envoy, I suppose, of Kirkland by their city council. And we would love to have this be the start of a mutually beneficial relationship, demonstrating our abilities and what we can do to help you and whatnot. Because friends are hard to come by, and a lot of shit's going to get a lot more violent in the future.
Frank looks like he's about to spit, remembers he's in his boss's office and doesn't. I think you're right about that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father McClellan, well, I was never much of a church man, so I can't say I know all that much about him, but Frank, you got anything? Frank kind of scratches his chin a little bit. Well, tell you the truth, not a lot. Never had too much call to go out to the church. Never really got any calls back in the day. Best I can remember, he's been there before I ended up here.
Yikes.
I moved here after I got out of the service because Chicago was just a lot. And he was here then. That was 12 years ago. He's been here at least that long, I think.
That explains a little bit.
So what you're saying is anybody in our town could just be fucking Dracula just hanging out. That's what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, this is why I wanted to bring it to you guys and hopefully quite heavily trusted guards rather than talk about it out in front of the building.
Ian kind of looks over at Frank with a grin. All right, I take it back. You're not paranoid enough.
No, not even a little bit. If you haven't seen them outside ever, probably ask if they'd like to come outside with you at some point.
In the sun. They tend to not like that.
It does work.
Good to know.
Garlic does not.
Less good to know. All right, so Envoy from Kirkland, that makes it sound like you guys have some kind of system keeping it together down there.
More or less functional government, walls, crops. Enough that I don't look at your town and think, man, I really fucking want that because I more or less have it at home.
All right, well. Do you trade? Or is that a thing that's possible?
That is something that I'd like to make contact with you guys about. Probably on the way back through, we will stop back here. We do still have several more people that need to stop moving for everyone's safety on our list, but we will be probably coming back through here and discussing that more heavily.
All right, well, suppose I'll put this in your head since you got time to think about it. How do you feel about cows?
I haven't had a good steak in a hot minute.
Well, you might have missed the statue on your way in, but we are the milk capital of the world. And if we've got anything, it's walking beef.
How do you feel about wood?
probably going to need more than we got with winter coming. We've got forests to the south and the east, but we're trying not to destroy every damn thing to get through this first winter.
Appreciated.
And we're...
Yeah. If people start going missing in the woods and start talking about weird monsters in there, I do hope that you'll take that a little more seriously. There are forest spirits that may or may not take kindly to you taking all of the wood.
Yeah.
They're more active now that everything
forest
turned off.
Forest spirits.
Yes.
He stops.
And fairies.
Tinkerbell. I have to tell my people to watch out for Tinkerbell.
I mean, if you want, we can help convince him a little bit.
He kind of stops, spreads both hands on the desk. Okay. Reaches down, pulls out a drawer of the desk, pulls out a very large bottle of scotch, just sets it on the desk, reaches down, pulls out a couple of glasses and starts pouring scotch.
Jesse takes a seat.
He has four glasses total. Pours a bit in each, shoots his, pours a bit more, and then passes the other three around.
So, before your guy comes back, vampires very much are capable of more or less mind-controlling people. The scary shit you hear about in some of the obscure vampire stories, a lot of those are unfortunately true.
I've read Dracula.
He did have a few guards that are not exactly would have been possible to unmind control. How do you feel, actually, boss man, about the idea of going into the basement? Because when I met you the first time, I could tell there was a little bit of an aversion to the basement that I believe he had put in your head. Do you still feel like you don't want to go in the basement?
No.
Like, if I say, let's get up and go to the basement right now, what's your thought?
Well, it sounds like it's pretty nasty down there, but I do intend to take a look at things myself. You know, it's strange. St. Joseph's has been the distribution point for food for that whole quarter of the city, and I've never been in there to check it out.
Yeah. Sheriff, I didn't notice much of anything like that on you. If he doesn't, let me know when I come back. Because that's something I may be able to undo if it's still there. But I think it should be gone now that he's dead.
Good to know. Alright, well, he sips the scotch this time, looks down at what there used to be a watch, gives a resigned sigh, and then the door busts open, followed by a queasy-looking guard.
That bad?
What? Jesse takes a shot.
The fuck?
Olaf is also taking her shot.
Oh, if Olaf is taking one, let's clink before we fucking shoot.
Chase is also going to go for the clink when you guys start.
Yeah. Olaf is going to also like pull out a cigarette and be like, kind of like be allowed
fucking
or no?
Inside for real?
Olaf, come on, man.
We're inside. Don't be a bitch.
I'm aware.
Come on, man.
The guard gives all of you, including the two by the door, the widest berth he possibly can as he comes into the room. They ain't lying. There's some whacked out shit in that basement. How do you make a person move?
Don't ask those kind of questions because you're not going to like the answers you get.
Yeah, you're asking for details you don't need.
Really fucked up vampire magic.
Frank heads off to investigate for himself. Gives you guys a hat tip on the way. And heads into that way direction. But Ian...
You really should have had another shot.
Kind of leans back in the chair, looking at the bottle like he's really thinking about a third glass of scotch at fucking, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Jesse's gonna fill it and hold it out to him. I get it.
Okay. He takes it. Small sip. Because he is making some attempt to pace himself at this point, because he realizes if he doesn't,
Jesse ain't.
He's gonna fall over.
If he drinks every time he feels like he needs a drink during this conversation, he will die.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
so that's more or less where we're at with it. Any information you think might be useful? Does he meet with anybody at night? Any rumors about him leaving the town in the evenings? Anything like that?
Not that I know of. We can start asking, but nothing's ever made it to me. I mean, St. Joseph's is not far from the edge of town. The railroad is right there. If he really wanted to sneak out at night, I don't think it would be that hard. Like, well, you came in. We don't have walls. Our perimeter is a little porous, if I'm being honest. I'd love to have walls, but town's too big, too spread out. We do what we can. There's just no way we can track everyone coming and going.
Yep. Well, I was hoping that we would accomplish a little more than getting rid of one of several threats we're working on. But I suppose it would have been particularly sloppy of him to leave behind a clue with the boss man of where he goes every Wednesday at 7 or some bullshit. So, fuck.
Hold on. There might be one thing. Might be a wild goose chase, but it's all I can really think of. St. Joseph's has a cemetery. It's, south edge of town, right by the old True Value Distro building. Huge, huge building. You go south, you can't miss it. But it belonged, I guess, still does belong to the church.
Maybe check that out. I don't know. Vampires, cemetery, maybe. Do they sleep in coffins? Is that a thing?
Some do.
Not really.
For the drama.
Yeah, some of them are just really extra, but...
All right. Well...
Dramatic vampires out of character. Just poor guy, just like dramatic vampires. Fuck.
Sip. Okay. Well, I suppose in that case, we're gonna have to start. Fuck. Maybe we do try and build walls. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
I mean, not to pry too much, but how many people do you have? Could you condense in some? Use the houses as materials to build walls with?
Well, like I said, hard time keeping track of exactly who all is coming and going, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 9,000? You need an ID to get food that says you live here, so most people that try and sneak in move on when they don't have that. But I got a lot of fucking people, ma'am. We'll figure it out. We'll figure something out. Vampires.
I'm fucking like Tinkerbell.
And if you see any weird fucking...
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you see any weird fucking bears in the forest, don't kill it. It might be my brother. I don't know where he fucks around these days.
What?
Yeah, werewolves are real, and so are werebears, and my brother Luca, he's one of those. So if you see any weird fucking bears in the forest, it's like maybe him or his friends, so just don't kill the bears.
Just, you know, be safe, because they might just be regular bears, but...
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Okay.
If we listen off the new weird shit.
Yeah, I will stop here on the way back through, assuming we don't all die. And give you a much more thorough briefing on all of that, and also try to work out some more specifics of trade with Kirkland and all that good stuff. I do appreciate the tip about the graveyard. That's some good information. Hopefully some good information. We'll take what we can get. But we are somewhat on a time limit. I'm reasonably confident that the other people know that we've been here and killed one of theirs. So we've kind of got to get moving now.
By all means.
I didn't want to leave a massacre in the basement for you to discover on your own with no context. That was us. I'm not sorry. We're proud of it. You should be too, et cetera, et cetera. Wish you all the best, yes?
Absolutely. I guess we owe you for killing our priest.
And we can talk about that on our way back through, too.
All right. I'm gonna figure out how we're cleaning up this mess and telling people that vampires are real. And really, really hoping...
Suggestion? Maybe hold off on that until we come... If we don't come back in, 2 weeks, send it, I guess. But we can give you a lot more detailed information and maybe even an action plan of how to address it on our way back through when we have a lot more time.
Noted. All right. Well, as you may have seen... On your way in, I have a couple of cattle thieves that need hanging. And I'm going to have to go address that. So, thanks again. And don't die. See you in a little...
couple days, hopefully.
That's the plan. Fingers crossed that your cattle thieves prove to be a lot easier to handle than the rest of this.
Oh, we got them. We're just going to find out if they've got friends. And then we're going to string them up. Keeping a healthy herd is tricky. Was tricky before the lights went out. If we eat everything on hoof, we don't have a herd next year.
Yeah.
So we're keeping... Let's just say extreme measures to make sure none of our walking beef walks anywhere other than here.
I understand. Food's hard to come by. Anyway, best of luck to you. And with any luck on our end, we will be seeing you again in just a couple of days.
He stands up and offers you a hand and a handshake.
Chase is going to shake his hand.
It's a bit clammy.
It's a lot. I understand. I would love to have been a lot more gentle about this explanation. You know what I mean. All right, guys. Astoria, I think that cemetery is your department.
Decidedly.
And hopefully I can learn a little bit about that area myself while we're out there. So, is there like a pass or anything like that that I can get from you that says I'm cool, don't harass me? Is that a thing here? Boss man.
Yeah. Hold up. He reaches back into the drawer, pulls out a stack of paper with a pen, scribbles on it for a second, signs it at the bottom, and hands it to you. They should all know my signature by now. Just show them that. They'll leave you be.
I appreciate you.
All right. Get on out of here. Get...
Take care. And Chase gets up, kind of bows slightly, and then turns and leaves.
Jesse takes one last fast shot before she leaves, and then goes and salutes at him with two fingers.
Wait, did she gag at it?
No, like a you know.
Give me a stamina check.
A little cough.
All right. No cough.
Jesse, now's not the time.
What's my diff? 99910.
Now is the time for Jesse.
Apparently now is the motherfucking time, because Jesse just tanked that to the dome and she's fine.
Yep, two finger salute and she follows Chase out.
He shakes his head a little bit. Either at the kind of half bow or at the shot or at the salute, who knows? He, as you guys are filing out of the room, you see him taking one last long look at the bottle of scotch, and then shakes his head again and tucks it back into the desk and closes it up.
So Ben, along those lines, Elitha did one shot. I believe it was just one, but easily intoxicated. Does she also need to roll?
You do have easily intoxicated, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Give me a flat stamina check, diff 6.
I know it doesn't come up much, but...
That is the rating for alcohol from the book.
That's one of the glass ones, so I don't want to...
Easily intoxicated says, anytime you have to roll any of that versus those, it's at a +2 difficulty.
Diff 8.
Jesse's just a recovering alcoholic. She can handle her.
As we depart the church, Chase is going to begin with some of that sweet, sweet Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar.
Wild.
Okay. What the? So.
All ones or all tens? What you got?
10, 3-3-3. Rerolled into a 10. Rerolled into a 10, rerolled into a 5.
Alright, well, it's fine. Rolling on.
It was the fucking the 10 to the 10 to the 10 that got me.
Yeah. So, as you guys make your way back out of the building, Jessica kind of standing next to Astoria.
Well, that went better than I guess it could have.
Yeah.
I'm betting he gets really, really drunk tonight.
Live in my dream.
Kind of wish we could, but.
Pretty stupid, all things considered, but it's how people cope, I guess.
Well, once when your entire world gets rocked isn't the worst thing, as long as it doesn't become a habit.
If it's the time that gets you killed, it is.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, so, where away?
To the cemetery!
To
Astoria's playground.
You take me to the nicest places. Alrighty, to the cemetery. That is about a 20-minute walk. As he said previously, there is a gigantic warehouse-style building just beyond the cemetery. It's fucking huge. Cemetery, though, is not. It's like maybe a block and a half in size, if it were a city block. Just like four squares divided by a couple of roads, plenty of tree cover. And it looks like a pretty basic cemetery at first glance. Give me perception investigation from anyone who would like to do it, and also any magic-y spirit-related shenaniganry anyone would like to do.
Question for the investigation. Do we need to have any sort of occult dots to be allowed to make that roll? Like, are we looking for specific... Because I don't know if Jesse needs to make this roll. I don't know if it, like... If I have an amazing role, I don't know it makes sense for Jesse to know it.
So what you're capable of finding will vary depending on the different people who find it.
Okay, fair enough.
So yeah, perception investigation can be super mundane depending on what you happen to find.
What diff?
Okay.
Diff 7.
And would a specialty in spotting clues count?
Sure.
Acute senses?
Sure.
Okie dokie, that's 5 successes from Jesse.
Fucking wild.
I would like to turn on spirit vision.
Okay.
With 4 successes.
Excessive, but that'll do you.
You know, it'd be like that. I've been getting cocked out of my successes because of the difficulties, so I'll take it.
It was diff 7?
Yes.
Okay.
And then 4 successes for Astoria on the investigation. And... Whoa. 5 for Taryn.
Okay.
And...
Chase is continuing to sing. Chase doesn't give a fuck. He's just walking through the cemetery, just singing. Just rapping with Kendrick, walking through a cemetery. That's very Chase.
It's about alcoholism.
Yeah. You know.
Call Jesse out.
I don't think he knows.
Well, we just saw you take like 4 shots.
And tank
and
them.
Be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, I'm
starting at the top with the Jesse. Jesse, for her part, looks all the way down the road and spots at the very back edge of the cemetery, like closest to the big warehouse building, what looks to be a mausoleum. And she heads in that direction. Samsonian sets his sniffer to sniffling and pretty quickly draws chase to an area of recent burial, as in like post-change recent burial, a couple dozen of them. And more or less does point at those. Astoria, you see the kind of basic background cosmic radiation spirit level of a graveyard. In addition to the traces of something spirit-related having been done around that mausoleum. And Aletha and River.
Did Taryn get anything?
2 and 5.
Taryn also zeroes in on the mausoleum. And I'm just going to say that is also River kind of just puts Cat tail in the air and heads off in that direction.
Okay. So is you said Jesse's going toward the mausoleum now with Taryn and River?
Yeah, pretty much everybody but Chase has cued primarily on that. Sorry, I don't have quite enough shit going on here to give everybody a thing.
No,
you thought you did.
No, I just wanted to clarify whether or not she was going toward the mausoleum.
I suppose, like, that's up to you, but like...
Well, that's why I was confused. I didn't know if it was like she was being compelled to walk toward the mausoleum.
She is not.
I
just if she doesn't want to go, she doesn't have to go. But that is the thing that has caught her attention, is mausoleum. There's only one of those.
Astoria is absolutely walking toward the mausoleum.
Okay, if she's going, I'm going.
Okay.
Harpoon out.
Is anyone doing anything different? Chase, your doggo is pointing you at some graves.
He's letting the investigator take the lead on that one and following.
Okay.
Samson finds stuff. He's just there for moral support.
Give me a... I have no goddamn idea. Give me a Dex Athletics for Samson to start digging.
I'd ask if you wanted Strength Athletics instead or genuinely Stamina Athletics, because digging is
probably Stamina Athletics.
But it's all the same dice pool.
Yeah, it would be Stamina Athletics, because digging up a whole ass grave would take a second for a human.
Okay, so actually, if you're going to do Stamina Athletics, does his specialty for athletics, extreme endurance, count for this?
Given I'm pretty sure I've said no every time you've ever asked to use that, I'm going to say yes.
And what div?
7.
4 successes.
Okay. As everybody else heads off south towards the mausoleum, Samson starts digging up a grave. And at the bottom...
this is why I got that pass.
Yeah, right?
this is why I got that pass. As soon as he said cemetery, I was like, you know, we're probably about to go do some weird shit there. We need to have a letter that says we're allowed to.
Yeah. At the bottom of that grave is not a coffin, as one would expect. Not even like a basic pine box.
I just eat a dude in a hole.
I'm sorry?
Did they just eat a dude in a hole?
There's like plastic wrap.
Nice.
Where there would have been like wrapped around a corpse. But the corpse is not there. Just the black plastic wrap stained with assorted bodily fluids that leak out of a dead body when it's been dead long enough.
Chase, who is halfway through Bad Guy by Billie Eilish at this point, is going to clear his throat and stop singing long enough to say, hey, somebody's already like dug up the bodies here. It's probably our vampire friend. Just announce that to the sarcophagus gang.
Okay. Sarcophagus gang is a little ways away, so they can just barely hear that, but...
Sounds good. Weird shit over here.
Cool. I'll be there in a second.
So I'm going to say figure out what Chase's next move is before we move on to sarcophagus gang, but what doing?
Does there seem to be more here aside from graves that have been dug up recently?
No.
Samson latching onto anything else?
He's kind of, after climbing out of the roughly 4 foot deep hole, because this was not dug all the way to 6 feet, because that's a lot of work, he kind of darts between all of the other graves, giving the...
Yeah, all of them, I got it.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, just telegraphing all of them to you.
Yeah, in that case, no, there's nothing else. He's going to rejoin the party after however much head start they just got.
Okay. Party arrives at mausoleum. It's pretty basic. Kind of white, probably faux marble exterior, red, like, clay-style tile roof, and just a big metal door, locked, blocking the way in. Jesse's in the lead. The rest of the gang is one step behind. Everybody's there. What doing? Chase is still coming down the way, but everybody else is right there, so what doing?
Another investigation roll?
Okay.
Whoa. I rolled 3 tens. Okay. What's the diff?
Diff 7.
Acute senses?
Sure.
7 successes.
Wild.
Yeah, 3 tens.
Jesse.
Yes.
You have your gaze drawn to the very bottom left corner of this metal door. It's like black steel. Everybody's seen a mausoleum. Y'all know what kind of doors they put on these things. And if it's not being looked at super, super carefully, it would be really easy to miss one small detail in the bottom left corner, close to one of the hinges. You would honestly think it's just a blemish in the metal or maybe a speck of rust because it's steel and it's outdoors. And it's probably been here a while, but Jesse catches it with her special eyes. And there is a tiny, like, stenciled shape on the steel of a black hand. Like, it's a black handprint.
Fucking Skyrim?
Very similar, in fact.
She's gonna mumble that under her breath and then, like, walk toward it and then kneel down to look. Can I, roll? I think it's prime. to see if it's a trap?
Yeah.
9, 10, 6, 3, 9.
No magic here that you can see.
Hmm.
May I look at it as well?
Sure. Now that Jesse has drawn attention to it.
Can I offer you an intelligence occult?
Sure.
Would spirit focus count?
No.
Okay. What diff?
Diff 8.
Four successes.
Astoria. You know what the Black Hand is, or what that Black Hand symbolizes. The Black Hand is a clan within a clan of the Sabbat. They don't have a clan of their own. They don't exist in packs of their own. They are something of a subculture of the Sabbat. They are the elite. You could call them the Sabbat military. If the Sabbat need to go to war, it's the Black Hand that lead the charge. If the Sabbat need to infiltrate an enemy and either burn them down from within or gather intelligence in preparation for the war, the Black Hand are the ones who go in.
Sabbat Rapid Solutions.
Yes. But worse.
Okay, that's bad.
Well, it's not a bomb.
It would be better if it was a bomb.
Why?
Like, Special Forces Vampires is, I think, significantly worse than a bomb.
Special Forces? This is stupid. Special Forces fucking vampires.
Yeah.
My god damn it. I'm sorry. Ugh.
Not even in Maine. Feels like this shit should be a Stephen King novel at some point.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, that might be worse.
Hey, Chase.
Chase arrives shortly thereafter.
Black Hand ring a bell to you?
Did we lose our bird?
Oh,
bird.
Right the bird.
Chase, yeah, trots right up as he's being called for, because it feels like it's been long enough now. Yeah, sort of. No, I don't know. That sounds vampire-y. I'm saying special, it sounds vampire-y because we're dealing with them right now.
Special Forces Sabbat. Real bad news.
Great.
Yeah. Do you guys see anything like that in the church? Because, like, this could be a completely different vampire situation.
Don't say stuff like that.
Do we gotta take care of this one, too? If it's a different one, do we have to do... Oh.
On our way back, when we've dealt with Nefandi, maybe.
Yeah. This one's already dealt with.
I think, for now... We should take this as a sign that this is a probably this guy that we just killed. Given that this cemetery belongs to the church he's been at for the last 12 years or longer. That feels like putting two and two together. We'll work under the assumption that that's what's going on and that it's also a sign that there are certainly more vampire friends with the Nefandi. The rest of his the special forces usually work in a team, yeah, or at least have some sort of support outside them, which I think it would be safer to assume that's what's happening than not.
Think they may be running the other churches in town?
We will investigate that further when we've done what we need to do with the Nefandi, I think. I think we should take this for now just as a sign that there's probably more of them and that they're relatively powerful when we get there.
They do function like a military. I think that means they might have like an actual cohesive unit if we get there.
Yeah. And it also means that if there's special forces here, like any other special forces, it means there's more coming, yeah? Or at least something bigger happening.
Oh, certainly.
Just pick special forces somewhere for fun. Which means we need to see future goal, at least, what we can do to keep the Camarilla and Sabbat War not near us. Because that's probably what's going to happen here. They don't really pay attention to us unless there's no one else to pay attention to.
You don't think they're going to come out of here now that we killed their topside guy, right?
They might just leave. They might say it's not worth it.
Maybe we put some wards on the door here and...
Yeah.
Case scenario, we know not to come back.
A good decision. Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Aletha, you've probably done it. Jesse, I don't know if you have. Just a little reminder thing, or a little invisible magical tripwire in front of this door, so that if it opens at some point in the next, I don't know, week, you know? Does that sound doable?
Eyebrow raise.
Out of character, I don't think Aletha would have been able to do it before because she started core one.
Would it also need time if it's going to be like a week in the future?
Just successes dedicated to duration and a correspondent to prime one effect is basically all you'd need.
I have not, but I think we could.
I used to work with a guy who had his candy stash marked, and every time I would steal candy from him, he would know. In my defense, his nickname was Baby, and it was like a moral obligation to steal candy from a baby.
Have I told you today that you're really weird, Chase?
I think so.
This does all track, though.
Look, man, I know it can be done, and that means one of you two can probably figure it out.
I have some instructions if my way of magic would be helpful.
Can't hurt for more ideas.
Question. For Benji. Can spit count as a water focus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesse's gonna stand there and she's gonna like stare at the place where she's expected to drop this tripwire. Just like real deep in thought. And she's gonna go
right on the door.
No, she's gonna she's like her pointer finger and her thumb. She's gonna like lick them. And then she's gonna lean down and she's gonna draw a line across the foot of the door. And then she's going to stare at it just to, like, double check that it looks right. And then she's going to stand up and go, okay, yeah, I think that does it.
Okay. And that was...
And I put my roll in dice rolls.
Yeah, that'll do it. How many are you devoting to duration?
I assume that's 5 successes. How many should I leave for duration?
Did you spend willpower or quintessence?
No. 10, 6, 8, 10, 9. Is it a higher difficulty than 6 to set an alarm?
Oh, no. Never mind. No, you're good.
So how many do I need to commit to the duration?
I suppose it depends on how long you want this to stay there.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't need a ton of successes for it. It's just going to set off an alarm, right? So one success to the alarm and four to duration.
Just okay. Tickle your brain if the door opens.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I'm adding another six to that.
Okay. Yeah, this will be here for a very long fucking time.
Lathan just spits on the line I made.
I want a year IRL from now and however many months in the future in game from now for you to just say, hey Jesse, that door opened.
Fucking what?
Like 8 months in game later, the door opens and we're like, what does that mean? We go check and they're just like, yeah, we exhumed it because we're tired of dealing with vampire shit, so we got rid of our graveyard. Just have all of us fucking panic and get there and there's just some like completely mundane fine reason for them to have opened the door.
Well, actually what I was going to do, given the amount of success we've had between the two of us, is dump some of that into covering.
Valid.
So we have Jesse with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes. Olathe with, what was it, 6? Yeah, 6. Honestly, gonna drop all 6 into covering. Because 5 should last that time period, correct?
Yeah, 5 should last. I'd have to double check exactly how fucking long, but like 5 will last a long damn time.
Alright, so then 5 successes lasts however long we need. Olathe can feel the strength of that and is gonna cover it with 6 to ensure that hopefully, if something does come checking, it doesn't notice this before it sets it off.
Okay.
Because vampires, I believe, can also just sense magic?
Some of them can, yeah.
Okay, well, special forces vampires can probably sense magic.
Mm-hmm. So we are not opening the door.
Nah, we're booby-trapping it. We're fucking off.
Booby-trapping the fuck up. Alright, fair enough.
Does somebody want to just look through it?
Not particularly.
Olathe?
Out of character, I was the gadget, so. Yeah, I can do that.
Hang on. I got this. Never mind. Chase is just gonna climb onto the roof of this mausoleum. Do you want to roll for that, or am I just allowed to do that?
Fuck it. Dex Athletics, Diff 6.
Okay.
Botch. Gotta get rid of your one somewhere.
This many dice. 3 successes.
Okay. Yeah. You don't fall and die. You're able to clamber up the side of the building.
Cool, wand out, 4 successes. We're going to turn the roof into glass for a little bit. That way, if something is vampiric in there, it's on fire from the sun now.
That'll do you. Okay.
I did nothing, or knock knock, bitch.
So, Chase, give me a wits occult.
Man, I don't do those. If it's something that looks like needs investigating, it's going to have Astoria called up for those. But what diff?
Diff 8.
1 success.
There's a bunch of bodies in here. And not, like, in the fucking coffins in the wall like they ought to be, just like a pile of a couple dozen bodies. They're very dead.
God damn it. Astoria.
Yeah.
Chase is gonna kinda like go to the edge of the roof and lean down to hold out a hand.
I'll just have Taryn look.
That'll work.
Taryn flies up, Astoria. Eyes go black, and she looks through his eyes.
Chase is gonna hold out a hand to see if he can get a Taryn to land on it.
River's just gonna climb.
Low.
Not high always.
10. Taren lands on his hand.
Fantastic.
You have a bird in the hand. Crow! Taren refuses to not be louder than you. Crow!
Samson commences the howling.
And then he looks down. Astoria, wits occult, diff 8.
Can I convince you intelligence occult?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and is it spirit related?
No.
Okay. Baby cat, please. 4 successes.
Okay. Looking at those bodies and the odd way that they are arranged and some symbols that are on them, that's about 24 zombies. Putting 2 and 2 together, with the dug up bodies that were outside, or I guess you could just say the missing bodies that ought to have been in those graves, you found them. 2 and 2 together, your vampiric homie dug them up, zombified them, and was keeping them in here for a rainy day.
Ah, nice.
Best you can tell by looking at them, with his death, the blood magic that was animating them has departed, and they have returned to being corpses.
All right. Repeating. Oh, nice. Find any dug up graves out there, Chase?
Yeah, Samson said most of the corpses out there were dug up.
Ah, yeah, they're in here. They were zombies. Looks like they're dead now.
That's good. I don't really like zombies.
Probably should, like, burn them still, just in case. Let their spirits go.
Yeah. I think we might want to add that to the list of shit we're going to do when we get back, because, I don't really need guards asking why we're starting a fire in a graveyard, and I don't actually want to have to use that pass I asked for the mayor, boss man for.
Oh, yeah, and I don't really have the capacity to be making this many people move on right now without, like, using a bunch of resources about it, and I'm already pretty low on those to begin with.
Yeah, we'll come back when they're happy to give us lots of steak for being their saviors, and when we can enjoy that.
Ben, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
How easy are zombies once they've been made to, like, reanimate by someone else?
Quite. Or, I mean, quite difficult.
Okay.
For mages to reanimate a zombie, as I'm remembering it from How Do You Do That, is life, spirit, mind, and something else that I'm forgetting. But it's fairly difficult for... vampires, it's a bit easier. They have stuff specifically for necromancy.
I guess, would it be decently easy for a vampire to come in and reanimate all these?
Probably not. If for no other reason than bodies stop decaying once they become zombies, and now that they are de-zombified, they will resume the decaying process. Like, you kind of need to get to them before they start falling apart. If you want an effective zombie.
Skeletons.
Yeah, you can animate skeletons, but, like, skeletons aren't quite as effective and need a bit more spirit imbuement to be able to move, given, you know, they're all bone. It's not just flesh wound.
I looked it up because I felt like I wanted to know.
Okay, so it's just not more of a danger to leave them behind.
Driven by a ghost is only spirit 4, matter 2, prime 2. So, like, realistically, Astoria could probably just do that right now, and these are conveniently placed bodies. But hopefully we're going to go kill the other mages with necromantic intent in the area before they get here.
Yeah, it's just more of a, are we leaving a very easy issue behind?
To be frank,
they're not frank.
There's enough bodies around in general because it's the end of the world. If somebody wants to be raising a zombie army, they're just going to find bodies pretty much wherever.
This just gets the dragging step.
This is easier step, and it sounds like it's not really going to make a whole lot of difference.
No.
Speaking of Frank, though, poor guy just fucked off to go investigate the church for himself, and we're just gone when he gets back.
He's a cop. He's got to go see it for himself.
I mean, yeah, but like we're just gone. Like, we dropped that in his lap and left, and that's about all the context he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Contextually, this is basically the equivalent of an arms cache for the Black Hand. They just had a weapons cache here. Break seal in case of emergency. Or, potentially, your boy was stacking up zombies to eventually unleash them on this here town.
Well, that's fucked up and gross. But I don't think it actually points us to our Navandi.
Doesn't seem to.
Oh my.